For 33 years, the Zehner Blosser National Handwriting Contest has been one of the most celebrated handwriting contests in the country. The company says handwriting is a foundational skill of literacy, and the contest helps kids utilize their skills. The contest has about 75,000 to 80,000 kids who participate nationwide. Students in kindergarten all the way to sixth grade are allowed to enter the contest, and they only have to write one sentence. Depending on their grade, students will write in cursive or print. The contest consists of regional winners, grand national winners, and the two Nicholas Maxim Awards, which honors those with disabilities. Schools will pick students to compete in the regionals, and then the grand national winners are picked.
Students are motivated to compete for recognition and prizes. It's a way for students to be rewarded for the hard work that they put into learning an important skill. It is a skill development in literacy. We consider handwriting a foundational skill of literacy. So for them to be able to put in that work and see rewards is really rewarding for us as well.
That was Amanda Stedke, the Vice President of Product at Zehner Blosser. Stedke has worked in educational publishing for 20 years and started working at Zehner Blosser 5 years ago.
I joined ZB a little over 5 years ago because I was really passionate about, you know, so much learning, so much critical learning happens in grades K-5. At the time, we were primarily focused on literacy skill development, which obviously includes handwriting, but we've got a host of products beyond handwriting that also address those key foundational skills that kids need to be successful. And I'm just really passionate about working for a company that's so focused on how you help kids at that age gain those foundational skills, set them up for success long term.
She also says writing helps students activate the language area of the brain and improve academic outcomes and memory. Recently, there has been a shift in schools adding cursive back into the curriculum. States like California and New Hampshire have recently added cursive into their curriculum. Arizona, Louisiana, and Ohio have also included cursive. And of course, school districts like Madison, where fourth grader Ruby Waldron learned to write cursive and is now a regional winner. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brianna Latouche.